Welcome into episode number 283 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
It's another great day for a podcast.
It's always a great day for a podcast.
It is. And our podcast is going to talk about interesting facts. You're going to learn some stuff that you're going to impress your friends with, or more importantly, impressing that guy that you want to know and prove that you're better than, you know?
But why do we have to prove that we're better than everybody else?
No, I'm saying that maybe some people
Why can't it just be accepted as fact that I'm better than everybody else? I don't understand why.
Well,
I have
see,
to
we were actually
proof.
Talking before the podcast started. Uh-huh. Both you and me, Nick, are pretty confident that these facts are right in Lindsay's wheelhouse. She was talking a little smack before the podcast.
That is definitely true.
Yeah. We're going to put her feet to the fire and see if she knows what she thinks she knows.
Yes.
Well, or
can you
we
actually
think she thinks she knows?
Can you actually do that, walk across fire like they did in that Office episode where Pam walked across those
Walk across
halls?
Like hot coals?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. People do that?
Yes. Mm.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Mm. Cool. I want to try it.
I ate six saltines in a minute.
You can also, he did eat six saltines in under a minute. It was way under a minute, too. What was it, 59.7?
The keywords were under a minute, and it was under a minute.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, Michael, hit me with your fact.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous, but not nervous enough to end the podcast right now.
Okay. Well, my fact is about Frasier.
Frasier. Okay, I'm intrigued and I'm in.
For those that may not have heard me and Lindsay talk on previous podcasts, we are currently watching Frasier episode by episode at lunch.
Yes. We don't.
Every podcast for a year you have slightly mentioned.
Yes, we have.
Yes. We're in what, season four now?
We just started season four.
If you
seven more to go.
Seven more to go. And you know, if that doesn't tell you anything about Michael and I, it's that we, you know, are so smart and
sophisticated,
Yeah, because we're so witty because we get Frasier's humor and find it funny. I'm just kidding.
So, anyway, so we both like Roz a lot.
Roz is my feminist hero.
Roz is,
but I'm saying this not seeing the whole series, so maybe it'll all go downhill. But
Roz is played by Perry Gilpin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My question is, who was originally cast to play Roz?
That's another great question.
Another very famous 90s actress.
Wow. I don't know. What else has Roz done beside Frasier? She's kind of
booked
up for
11 years.
Yeah, she's booked up for a while.
Yeah, didn't have any other time.
That's a very good question. I'm happy to research that while you throw out ideas.
You don't have my follow-up questions researched? Get it together,
Michael.
I know.
Who would have guessed?
Okay, so originally cast to play Roz on Frasier. Do we know why they didn't end up going with this particular actress?
We do. According to the article, that it's just this person's personality didn't quite mesh with what they wanted out of the character.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. So who was like 20 somethings, late 20 something?
It was Melissa Joan Hart.
She was young in the 90s. She was doing Clarissa Explains It All and Sabrina. She was too young, I think, for sure. Who else? Every time I think 90s, I think Friends, but they would be too young too. Jennifer Aniston? Courtney Cox?
Nope.
Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow is correct.
Lisa Kudrow?
Lisa Kudrow was originally, that's because of my horrible poker face.
Yeah, you really were not great at hiding that.
No, not at all. Well, I also wanted you to get it too. It says here, one of the producers, Lisa didn't quite fit the mold of the character that we were looking for in terms of a strong-willed character, but she was really funny. Her quirkiness made lines that were not intended as jokes hilarious. But when the pilot was getting off his feet, something was off. And then a year later, she was cast as Phoebe.
I think she probably, I mean, yes, Roz is a great character. 11 seasons on one of the most Emmy-winning shows of all time, if not that's won the most Emmys on a comedy ever.
Probably.
Fair, but, you know, Phoebe got that $1 million Friends money.
Yeah.
She also, Lisa Kudrow, almost on SNL. Like, she's just had a couple almost things that could have derailed Phoebe a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is when you get into kind of, especially what we do, the kind of what-ifs, like Tom Selleck almost playing Indiana Jones and stuff
sure.
like that. This is one of my favorite things. I was like, oh, what would this show have been like with, like, Lisa Kudrow playing Roz?
This would be a great YouTube series.
Yes.
I'll do you one better.
Okay.
Before Kelsey Grammer was cast as Frasier on
Cheers,
John Lithgow auditioned for the role.
Oh, he'd be great.
So
I don't know if you could make Frasier with John Lithgow, though. Like, it would be a great character on Cheers.
Well, would it have been the same character? It's just John Lithgow? Would have been, it might have been funnier.
Oh, you know what? I'm not, that's not who I thought it was.
Oh, what?
I'm trying to think.
How do you not know who John Lithgow
no,
is?
No, I know John Lithgow. I just didn't put the face to the right name.
Okay.
I can't make fun of you for that because I do that all the time.
Yeah, John Lithgow only has two real acting roles that he can do. He can either do terrifying serial killer.
Yep.
Terrifying, like, murderous, like, prick character. Or ridiculously hysterical.
And he was both of those things kind of in Trial and Error. I haven't seen the end.
Yeah,
but...
exactly. Exactly. That's why John Lithgow was such a great cat. The new one comes out here shortly, by the way.
Oh, I need to catch up.
With what's her face is the defendant.
Stop banging. Stop. Stop. That's bad for the audio. Gosh.
What's her name? Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, okay.
Kristen Chenoweth is the defendant.
Oh, there better be some music.
Yeah. So, but John Lithgow was perfect for that role because, you know, it's slapstick comedy with then the occasional, like, serial killer, like, right there behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I was thinking of John Lovitz.
John Lovitz would be an entirely different character.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's another person named John, so yeah, I get
no,
that confusion.
With an L.
Right.
Yeah. I get that confusion.
So, but yeah, forget Cheers with John Lithgow as Frasier. Think of Frasier with John Lithgow as Frasier.
That'd be interesting. I'm picturing, like, John Lithgow and Lisa Kudrow in those roles.
Right.
Just, like... And David Hyde Pierce probably wouldn't have been written in at that point.
Right, yeah, because he was just a, hey, he looks like Kelsey Grammer, so
right.
We're going to give him this part. And then he ended up being incredible and a staple of that show. That show is not successful without David Hyde Pierce, and I stand by that.
Yep.
I also will say this is open for a floor debate.
Sure.
Frasier has to be the most successful spinoff of all time.
I would
disagree.
What? I did not prepare you guys for this debate, nor am I prepared. So maybe this is something we can table for next week. But
well, off the top of my head, I got to think like, well, successful how?
Yeah, that is the debate, is
that
it
is
not?
The debate, because my immediate reaction would be something like NCIS,
because
that was a spinoff of JAG.
I know there are some things out there that the spinoffs themselves are the big show.
Like The Simpsons from the Tracy Ullman
show.
Right,
yeah, so like The Simpsons would be the most successful spinoff of all time.
But I would argue, I don't know.
True spinoff, though.
Like, yeah, I mean, that was like a segment that kind of, I don't know.
Like, didn't they, well, they've done a bunch of stuff with SNL, whether it be movies or television shows where they tried to spin off sketches.
Yeah, none of those have been successful.
None of them. Blues Brothers, I think, would be the most successful.
Wayne's World?
Wayne's World is the most successful thing to come out of Saturday Night Live other than
But, like,
Saturday
they
Night
made
Live.
A MacGruber movie, and I think it was awful.
Yeah. They're all awful. This is one of my favorite statistics, and I can't believe I'm blanking on it right now. I'm just going to bang my head into the microphone again. It's Pat was a character on SNL, which, looking back, is really, really tone deaf.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not great.
Right? Is, you know, wondering, you know, having a whole comedy bit about the gender of some person. It made, I believe, $31,000 at the box office.
They actually made a movie?
Yeah, they made a movie, and it had like a $10 million budget, and I think it made $31,000 at the box office.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't the most successful spinoff.
No, I can't
imagine. For sure.
But yeah, there's like Family Matters was a spinoff that ran forever.
Right. Still, I don't think as successful as Frasier.
Probably not as successful as Frasier. Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff.
Of what?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
See, I mean, the original Cheers being so successful, Frasier being so successful, I think it's a no-brainer.
I think if you're going to talk one and two, where the original show and the spinoff was super successful, then it's Frasier and Cheers.
Star Trek.
Here's my question. Are those really spinoffs or are those...
Is Star Trek The Next Generation a spinoff of Star Trek? Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. They're all spinoffs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I always thought of those kind of like more continuation. Well, I guess that's a spinoff.
Isn't that exactly the definition of a spinoff? What about, what was it, A Different World? Was a spinoff of The Cosby Show?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that just following Lisa Bonet to college?
Fair enough.
We need to do...
Aren't they doing exactly the same thing now with Blackish?
Are they?
Yeah. There's this whole spinoff show with the oldest daughter at college.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or there's going to be, or it's on Netflix.
I can't tell you the last time I watched Primetime. I can, because it was The Bachelorette, but I don't know. Whatever, if it's on. Tell me when it's on Netflix. I'll give it a chance.
Right.
Okay. I would like to go next.
Sure.
Because my fact is also television related.
Okay.
And I, again, we totally on purpose.
I'll allow it.
My fact is also television.
Hey.
Oh, it's a television.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay.
It's about glass tubes.
So, who was the first person to win a Golden Globe while they were hosting the Golden Globes? So they were the host of the Golden Globes, and then they won an award while they were hosting.
Were they nominated for the award when they got the hosting gig, or did they just, like, in the middle of it go, you know what, for, you know, a superb hosting performance in a live television show, like, we're going to give it to Billy Crystal.
It was not for them hosting, to be clear.
Right. So it would be like Billy Crystal winning an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor during the Oscars.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
See, Billy Crystal would have been a guess for me.
Well, I mean, you got to go with some of the big ones, right? Billy Crystal, Whoopi Goldberg.
Right.
But
like, it's the Golden Globes. It's not the Oscars.
Right. You could easily... Oh, it was at the Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
What about like a Stephen Colbert? What do the Golden Globes even honor?
Is
that really
television?
Everything.
It's television and movies, isn't it?
Okay. So I would say like a Stephen Colbert, a Jon Stewart, one of the late night talk show hosts, a David Letterman, a Jay Leno.
I don't remember Letterman or Leno like hosting the Golden Globes, for example. But Leno maybe.
I don't really either.
The Golden Globes haven't had a host for a long, long, long while. Like they didn't have it for most of the early part, and they just added the host, you know,
recently,
like
in the last
2000s.
Two
yeah.
I'll take a shot in the dark then.
Sure.
Okay.
Seth Meyers.
That is a great guess. I'm gonna go with Colbert.
Nope.
Corden.
No, he has never hosted.
Okay.
It's Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers.
Seth MacFarlane.
Tina Fey, and?
Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler, yeah.
Oh,
so Parks and Rec, I'd imagine.
Yes, exactly. So Amy Poehler was the first to win a Golden Globe while she was hosting for Parks and Rec. This was in 2009. My follow-up question.
Was she played off the stage? All right, we got to cut back to the host, and it's still me. I'm going to keep thanking people.
Right.
Follow-up question. How many Emmys did Parks and Rec win?
Seven.
So overall?
Overall, Parks and Rec, how many Emmys have they won? One of my favorite series of all times. I can rewatch it.
It was what, six seasons?
I haven't seen it.
Ugh, I don't even want to talk to you.
Skip the first season.
Just skip the first season. The first season did not win any Emmys.
I actually have only watched the first season.
That's why you didn't get into it.
Yeah.
Just skip the first season.
Like, all those shows are like that. Like, The Office is
no,
the same.
No, I just watched the first season of The Office, and then the first season of The Office is, there's some good moments.
There's some good moments, but like, it does, like.
The second season hits its stride, yes.
Absolutely.
But the first season has some classic moments that you don't realize are in the first season.
Sure.
So
how many Emmys did it win? And I'm assuming six seasons, right?
I think it's seven seasons, hold me to that.
Right, but it's a lot like the fourth Indiana Jones movie. Let's skip the first season. I'm going to say 12.
12 Emmys? Nick, you have no guess because you didn't watch it?
I haven't watched it, but again...
I thought you said seven.
Seven,
yeah.
I mean, I just threw out a number. My general philosophy on stuff like this is it's either a big number or a little number. So I'm going to say a show like Parks and Rec that Lindsay absolutely loves, that I know has been nominated for Emmy after Emmy after Emmy, has not won one.
That is correct.
Really? Was it because it had to go toe-to-toe with The Office every year?
Part of it, yes. But they got nominated for a bunch of Emmys, but they've never won.
I'm so good at this game.
You should have just stuck with your original seven guess.
Okay.
It's almost like we do this week after week after week. Yeah, never won an Emmy, never won a primetime Emmy. And Nick Offerman, who plays, I think, a brilliant Ron Swanson, just a great,
maybe
great
a top character,
character
in comedic history.
Yeah, so you're going to
know. More than Larry the Cable Guy?
Yes.
Oh.
He was never even nominated.
Really?
Yeah. So he never was nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for portraying Ron Swanson, which to me was absolutely mind-blowing.
I think he's even better now, as like now that he's like a real person and doesn't have to play this Ron Swanson character.
He is Ron Swanson.
He puts up YouTube videos of it. It's 30 minutes of him drinking whiskey next to a fireplace.
Yeah.
And that's all the video
is.
I'm like, that's amazing.
He also... carves wood in his spare time, and
right.
Him and Amy Poehler are going to judge a craft show.
Right.
Are they really?
He's married to Megan Mullally, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Who played plays one of his ex-wives on Parks and Rec. Played.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Played. Show is in past tense. Yes. It no longer exists. it exists, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay. So those were a bunch of facts, but Amy Poehler will be the answer that we are looking for. Nick.
Question to come later.
Your fact is not about television.
It's kind of.
That's my segue?
Yeah. No? There's a television connection there. Lindsay.
Yes.
You are a huge fan of wrestling.
I am.
You are a big wrestling fan.
Yes.
Okay. Michael, big wrestling fan?
Not really.
No, I wouldn't say big, though. I watch it sometimes.
Right.
I don't want to mislead people into think that it doesn't matter if I did, but I don't watch it every single week. They put out 5 hours of live programming. I watch the highlights.
Every
week? If I'm lucky. Yeah, they do Raw and SmackDown.
Jeez,
and SmackDown just got
bought.
That's
more than The Bachelorette.
It's up there, and it's a lot, because Joey and I both watch WWE and The Bachelorette, which are very similar and also sometimes hard
to
keep track.
It's pretty much the same show.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. So here's my question, and this is where we're going to get way out of left field with it.
Okay.
How many U.S. presidents are enshrined in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I know that Trump is.
In the Wrestling Hall of Fame, yeah.
I know that Trump is.
That is correct.
I don't know if there's anyone else that is.
I think Bush for some reason. I think Bush Jr.
Okay.
Second Bush. I don't know why. W is in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Vince McMahon and the McMahon family is heavily involved in a lot of politics, which is a conversation I'll not be having on the podcast. But I'm going to stick with one.
After hours
podcast. You stick with one, and Michael, your answer is?
I'm going to say three. I'm going to say, I think, I don't know why, but I'm thinking to say W, and I feel like I'm going to miss one.
Okay.
So I'm going to say three.
All right. There are two.
Two.
Oh.
Two presidents. So, Michael, by Price is Right rules, you lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lindsay is the winner. Abraham Lincoln. Donald Trump and Abraham Lincoln are both in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Abraham Lincoln, prior to his political career, prior to going away to college, was a well-renowned wrestler.
Pump the brakes.
Uh-huh.
This is, which Hall of Fame is this? Is this
the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
The Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which I incorrectly said WWE Hall of Fame and then immediately corrected myself by saying Wrestling
I
Hall of Fame.
Did not.
Listen to what I said.
No,
I'm used to that. I'm used to that.
You're being a butt. I heard WWE Hall of Fame, and so that's why I was thinking current presidents that are alive. I didn't think about overall Wrestling Hall of Fame. I didn't quite process your correction, and I feel like if I did, I would have gotten Lincoln because I did know he was a wrestler.
Yeah. So apparently he holds, there are legends about him, you know, chopping down trees and carrying the whole, like, 1,000-pound tree.
Yeah.
Like, back to build his log cabin, I guess. I don't know.
Here's the
We've
crazy
heard that
thing.
About Lincoln.
Yeah.
I did lose, yes,
uh-huh.
And I recognize that.
Yes.
My logic was sound.
That
other than the fact that I thought W was in.
Sure.
It was Trump.
Uh-huh.
And I'm missing somebody.
Yes.
I'm taking defeat, but claiming victory.
Yeah. That's
a great strategy.
As half of the presidential Hall of Fame members of Wrestling Hall of Fame members do.
What?
Declare victory.
Oh, declare victory, yeah.
Yeah. I also think taking defeat and declaring victory should be the secret phrase.
Taking defeat
and claiming victory.
Claiming victory. All right.
I think that's a great secret phrase.
Thank you, Lindsay. Taking defeat
and declaring victory, which is what I do when I don't get last place if I'm ever playing trivia. Which is not often anymore, because I'm usually hosting.
Right.
But if I do play and I'm not in last place, that's how I feel.
I got a couple of friends that, like, I've been doing this about 2 years now with you guys, and it's just like, they'll try to get me on questions.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then it's like, oh, man, I read that question, like, last week.
Everyone assumes that I know things.
Right.
And then they're like, how do you not know that trivia girl? And I was like, I don't know a lot of things. I started hosting because I don't know things.
See, I think this is why people don't like me, because whenever somebody tries to stump me with a trivia question, I correct how they asked it and their use of what versus which and their grammar.
I'm glad we're
And the qualifier comes at the beginning.
Qualifier comes at the beginning of the question.
Ay, caramba. Okay, well, we're out of time anyway. We will be back next week with more facts, more interesting things. And that's pretty much the basis
that's
of
the
what
whole
podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah,
yeah, that's everything. That's all we offer.
Yeah.
And a surprise.
I mean, we might
later.
Have some candy for you, but yeah.
None of those things. Okay.
No surprises. You heard it here.
And no candy.
This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.